Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, October 7th, 2021. It's just Sarah, Vinny, and Bryn today. Nikki is on a plane.
No Coco.
Leaving on a jet plane. Going down, going with the fam. That was why her mom and dad dropped her off this morning. I was confused about that.
But they dropped her off, but she only came in, did a few minutes, and then they picked her back up?
No, did she take an Uber or something?
Uber, yeah.
Oh. So they went on to the airport and got themselves checked in, and she said, just drop me off. I got an hour or so of work. I think they dropped her off really early too, like 4:30.
That's nice of her.
Yeah. Right.
And then she left. She left right before the show started, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyway, good. Have a nice flight. Have a well-deserved day off. You know what's so funny? She's got a day off and she's still going to help prep us tomorrow. She's great.
She is great.
She really is. You guys are...
We're a good team.
Yep.
Can I ask you a question?
Who are you talking to?
You.
Okay.
When your nipples are hard, you want it, right? You know what I mean by it.
Not necessarily.
Is that your way to call John into the bedroom?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Why?
Take a second and think about it.
There's many reasons. Just even simple agitation, like putting a bra on or off will change it. A shirt rubbing against it, the change in temperature. They're not... They do, like if he was to thumb them or, you know.
Thumb them?
Yeah, you know.
What do you mean?
Little.
Like this?
Little of this action.
Oh, like this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, sure. Thumb, you could do it that way too, you know.
Like this, though.
They'll respond to that by that skin just
by
sort of
erecting.
It puckers.
Uh-huh.
But no, it does not. Like, even if I was turned on without any kind of, I mean, I'm sure maybe every other person has their own experience, but unless there's actual contact of some kind, they'll still just be loose baloney slabs.
Don't say it like that. That's a terrible thing to say. What's wrong with you?
I'm just, you know, trying to make it seem super delicious.
It feels like a
isn't baloney delicious? I mean, who doesn't like baloney?
It feels like a beacon calling me in.
Does it?
Well, this new braless thing that's going around is really...
You're seeing that a lot, huh?
In my house, yes, absolutely. Oh. Tons of it.
Well, I'm assuming neither of your daughters wears a bra.
I'm not talking about my daughters, you wingnut. I'm talking about the missus. I'm just saying it's one of those things where I've noticed more than once, and in particular, a white tank top with no bra the other day had me like, oh, hey. And she's in the middle of something, so she was a little dismissive. And I was like, well, let me take a picture at least. So she goes... So I took the picture.
And it's got her face going,
No, she wouldn't even let her face be in it. But then I was like, I was visibly, there was movement. I was all, I guess I'll go up and take care of this myself.
So while they don't perk up because I'm hot, they clearly are a beacon of some kind.
Yes, they are.
The call of child.
I don't know. I mean, do you not get reactions from your husband with them? Ever?
I don't know about it.
Bryn, is Anita walking around braless?
Absolutely, yeah.
Lots, right?
Mm-hmm, at home.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Does she wear a tight tank? See, I think that's the difference.
She's always wearing
loose. Never wearing a tight thing. I'm always wearing a big oversized t-shirt that you can't tell what's going on.
Oh, no, this was a white skin-tight tank top, and she's dark-skinned and, you know, so there things were showing and I was
you could see her nipples right through it.
Yes!
Not just the protrusion, the actual darkened.
That's hot.
Yeah, I was completely like, and she was like, oh my God, I'm really in the middle of something here. And I just went, all right, well, let me grab a photo of that then.
Huh.
And then I ran upstairs and jacked off. And there
so
was
this
that.
Happened at 12:55? Is that what I'm...
No, this was... an evening time thing, so it was not my usual scheduled, you know, appointment.
Was this a second go for the day?
I can't comment on that.
You can.
No, I can't.
You can.
Sure, it was the second time, But it was fully, this time it was for real, inspired by something, not just manufactured lust.
I've got to get this done
right
for today. So check this off my list.
The old manufactured lust.
Yeah.
The internet.
It'll give it to you. It's ruining it for kids.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
Me neither.
Even Bryn can't look at a photo of a naked lady and be inspired.
Weird. To be honest, I haven't tried in a long time. Wow. It's been, I don't know.
All right. Let's try that and see if you're able to do it.
I guess I could try that.
Yeah,
but it's like,
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Would you want to walk across town or drive your car? Like, why would I want to?
Well, I mean, maybe I want the exercise. So maybe you should exercise that muscle and see if it's still there.
I can try it. I'll do it.
All right,
it
let
as
me ask you this, Bryn.
Point.
Here's a question.
Sure.
Are you able to watch, even in a video form, but are you able to watch a lady be by herself?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
absolutely.
I don't see why that the photos wouldn't do the same thing for you.
No,
that,
still looking
I think
at
it's
stuff.
It's arousing, but you know, the whole coming part is like, it's all mental, right? So it's like, you got to get there.
Do you want to see a penis
I do
ejaculate?
Like, no. I like seeing the penis penetrate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care for the... Maybe
then
the,
why do they call it the money shot? Then why, like if a guy, if porn isn't for men, why are they putting that, porn is for men and men don't want to see the actual moment of eruption?
Well, I think everybody, just like there's weird fetishes mm-hmm, all around, right. all over the... There's plenty of people who have different... things they need to see.
Exactly.
I would imagine there are a lot of people, maybe over half, that need to see the finishing shot. There's probably are. I don't need to see that, but there's things I do like to see, and those things others might go. Put it this way. There are girls I've looked at where I'm sure someone would go, you have the whole fucking internet to look at, and you're looking at that butt ugly chick? Like, what is wrong with you? But to me, there's certain things I like and certain things that I'm into, and some of it is old time stuff, 70s stuff, because I like natural ladies and not tattooed buttholes, you know?
What do they tattoo on there?
Different stuff.
Like what?
Like a star.
Like just, oh, right, so yeah. When you pull the cheeks apart, there's just a little.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff out there that I'm not into.
Do they put like devil horns on it sometimes?
There's, or? Well, so, look, some
elephant
of them.
Elephant ears and a
are,
trunk going down the taint.
Are inked from head to toe, mm-hmm. So of course that's ends up getting tattooed as well. But others, it's weird, they've decided that's something they need. You can look it up. The internet's filled with it. I don't like it though.
Tattooed buttholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
What's the saying? It's like, surrender all hope, all ye who enter here. Like, could that be a saying that goes around? What's that saying?
I don't know.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. And put that in just like little
letters.
Oh, around
your butthole.
Around your buttholes.
You should do that. That's cute.
Well, then it would hopefully discourage people from trying to get in there. Because it is an exit.
Oh.
You know.
Well. I mean, you've.
I was just thinking, maybe put some like fangs or some teeth. Like, well, you better watch out. You don't want. Look, you might.
How many times
you might think you want to go in there, but you don't.
How many times have you let that be an entrance? Tell the truth for once.
I don't want to talk about it.
You brought it up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You brought it up. You said there's tattoos on assholes.
You were the one talking about whether or not people should go in there, and it's an exit.
It is an exit.
So how many times?
Well, I found that out by...
How
by
many times has it been an entrance?
Half of one time.
Half of one time!
It never works. Except on Little John.
Your mom.
Sizzles. You are the king of the fat fingers or the wrong... happening?
It's just a new setup.
It's
I'm just
new
getting
setup.
Yes, you can used to it.
Try it again.
All right.
Hold on.
Was I looking for again?
Liar says
what?
All right.
Liar says what?
There you go.
There he is. I didn't know that Lil Jon was a liar, but it turns out.
Anyway, you're right. Let's move on.
So, we talked about foot fetishes a little bit today because of Wiki Feet that we found, which is apparently it's all girls. So, sorry, gay guys and guys who are into other guys' feet or girls who are into guys' feet. Turns out it's celebrities, and it's their feet, mostly in shoes, But they have like rankings and stuff. So Kim Kardashian, because she Googles herself constantly, she found herself on there and was pleased to see that she had a five rating, a five-star foot rating. But we started to talk about sucking of toes. And
let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you think John wants his toes sucked?
I think that if John wanted something, he would just ask for it.
So you think because it's never come up, he doesn't want that?
He likes his feet rubbed.
Not having anything to do with sex.
Having anything to do with sex.
Completely.
He just would love it if I would just grab a foot and rub it. And he groans and moans and he just thinks it's the greatest. And I'm just like, ugh, feet. Did kind of trick him. Like early on in our relationship, he asks for a foot rub. So I give him a little foot rub. And then the next time I come over, he's got like a map of the foot. That shows if you rub in this place, it helps your spleen. If you rub here, it's good for
you. Oh, he wants you to go pro.
He wants me to go pro on this thing. So, and I was interesting. I was like, all right, well, let's check it out. And I don't like my feet rubbed really because honestly, I feel like it's a little bit ticklish. Even when he's starting to get in there.
Super ticklish. I would just be like, I'm kicking you.
But I do like my toes yanked on. Because, like my fingers.
Like to crack your knuckles?
To crack my, my kid used to do it all the time. My kid likes to crack knuckles, which is a weird, random thing. But he was always really good at it, too. Like, he pulls them out first, like, pulls them and gets a good, solid crack. And then he pushes down on the tops of them, like,
oh, geez.
Like that. And then he can crack. And it actually feels great.
Huh.
And I would let him do that on the, of course, now it's been years since he's been interested in cracking his mother's toes. So I do like that, and John's bad at it, so I don't even ask him. But I kind of tricked him, like I was rubbing his feet kind of on the regular for a while when we first started dating. And I think that was a factor in him going, she's the one for me.
Oh.
And then now I haven't touched his feet in 2 years.
Oh, the old something's on the menu and then gets taken off.
Well.
I told you that story about that girlfriend I had. She's on top. She's fucking my brains out, which was incredible, and I absolutely was in heaven. And she her boobs are in my face and she's bouncing on my dick and I'm just so happy. And she goes, and she's, I forget how the wording went, but ultimately she's like, I am gonna come shove your finger in my asshole right now. And I just did. Well, I did. Because
as you were told,
I did what I was told.
Yeah.
And it was the hottest thing that I'd had happen to me up to that point that I was sort of.
Oh, ever. Oh, this was, you were reaching the pinnacle.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I was really, first of all, because of AIDS and HIV, I was very careful in high school, more careful than you think. And then I had one girlfriend the whole time, most of the whole time. So I had very few partners, a lot fewer than I should have. For that time in my life. And frankly, I didn't have the internet. I only could do what I could think of. And I was trying to some extent, be polite. I didn't want to ask for things that I wasn't sure you could ask people for.
Right.
I didn't feel empowered to even ask her about her butthole. I think the heaviest thing.
Was this your first butthole experience, Vinny?
With that.
No.
Yeah, no, no, I'm saying anyone. Yes. No, that you're talking about the girl who said shove your finger up
yes.
there. Yeah, I would say so. Yep.
Did it take you a while to like find it or
no.
I mean, did you cut her with your, no, with I your was, nail?
I was on board it? Really fast. Don't worry about that. But I'm just saying, like, I didn't do as much as a lot of people have. I didn't experiment because I didn't know that it was, I didn't feel comfortable asking some lady, can I put my toe in your pussy?
Mm.
Like, who asks a girl that?
Well, there are people.
I know.
But it's, you're making a pretty good point, though, which is, I think, why I worry that porn is going to ruin it for, like, there are young men out there who are like, why would I want to do an actual girl when I can watch five different girls and they're doing stunt porn and it's, you know.
Well, there's no question. When we talked about it before, a ton of texters wrote in and said, you guys, that is a thing. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's ruining relationships. People have no idea what actual sex between a couple, two people in love
right.
looks like because they only know what they've seen in porn.
Right. So they actually probably find like normal or a relationship style sex boring and not adventurous.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what I was thinking about yesterday afternoon when we were talking about the secret show with the sales staff
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they mentioned the secret show can get kind of X-rated. And I was thinking, except that, you know what? In reality, you and I are pretty freaking vanilla by yep. comparison to the rest of the world. So
I think sometimes the fun part of the secret show is us discovering something that we're horrified by
right.
and like, who the fuck does that?
Right.
That's ridiculous. No one does that.
Right.
Stop
I agree.
Talking about that.
So I definitely feel like I didn't want to, you know, get all defensive in front of the sales staff in our meeting.
I know.
But I kind of felt
it's
like
not that bad.
You guys, you know what? We're a couple of, you know, people in relationship, long-term relationships that don't really push the envelope. So
right.
it's not that bad as far as, you know, this X rating you're talking about.
Right. But, you know, we don't shy away from, like, if you've got a problem and you want to send it to us, it's always fun to hear what other people's range of abilities are, and we were talking about how, and obviously it's going to be a while before live secret shows start happening again. COVID is still fully happening. Like, even though everyone in this freaking building is vaccinated, we're all there in masks and separated, and you know, you got to do it safe. Like, live shows aren't going to be happening for us anytime soon.
No,
but I have had my head taken clean off on far more than one occasion in the middle of a secret show when someone stands up and tells that entire audience.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes just a little bit of digging reveals the real nugget. Like, remember the one lady, she's like, oh, yeah, we're having this problem or that problem. And then it turns, then just a little bit of digging, and it turned out to be this whole other thing that was going on.
You're talking about, I think.
The lady who was.
This is at the La Costa Resort.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this?
I'm not sure.
And yeah. she was the one with the trans husband?
Yes.
Yes. That was at the La Costa Resort.
Who
I
she
remember
married,
it well.
It was like her, it was her gay wife. Oh, no, wait.
I don't remember all the details, but I do remember that
but
one.
But that wasn't her initial question.
No.
But we fell down this hole with
started asking questions, and it went to another, and she went, well, I wasn't even going to bring this up,
yeah.
but... And then we started hearing it. The other one I remember, too, is that big secret show at that restaurant. It was a two-story
yeah.
restaurant. And your fascination with pegging came up. And this lady comes up and says, and she looked like a school teacher.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, yeah, I do that. And just told the story about pegging some guy.
Yeah.
And I just thought, wow, that is...
All right, listen, you know what? This isn't just a safe space for us. This is a safe space for all of us.
Yep.
Like... You're right. We're just two dorks sort of exploring this. We've got our safari hats. So let's go find out some stuff. And then we go to these secret show things. And the one I always think about is the one at the Sonoma Mission Inn. What's the name of that place? The Fairmont Sonoma?
Sonoma Mission Inn
yeah,
Spa.
Yeah, yeah.
The little girl.
The elbow.
I mean, not young, but like this tiny little person.
Up to the elbow.
Yeah.
That lady was so hot looking. And honestly, this is one of the things, I swear to you, like, probably the thing that kept me from doing this with girls I was with. When you're with someone who's hot and you really want them to like you, do you think you should ask if they'll shove their entire fist up your butthole?
Right.
Like, it feels like you might be out on a limb and risking that friendship/relationship. And yet, some guy got her to do that to him.
I'm sure you start small. Hey, start with the finger. A couple of fingers.
I don't know. I mean, I've had a finger
let's
in my butt,
get,
but there's
let's see
no
if you,
chance.
If you go like
I'm...
this, can you get your whole hand up in there? Can we pyramid those fingers and see if we can get past them?
Play a fun game to see how far we can go. How many fingers we can get in that hole?
Let's see how far we can go.
I don't know, but that girl that we're talking about was so good looking. I don't know who has the... I guess you just figure if they can't give you what you want, what good is their great looks? Right? I mean,
if that is something that
it.
You need.
Right.
Right.
That must be it.
Yeah.
That they've, you know, sex has been elevated to a certain place. Doesn't matter what they look like. You got to have that whole arm up your asshole.
The trouble with having an arm up your asshole is where do you go from there? Like, I really do feel like, you know, you got to, especially if you're looking to do something long term, you can't really do it all in the first year.
No.
You got to. leave room for more, because there's, because if you get to a certain point by the end of that first year, I mean, are you fucking lighting each other on fire by the end of the fourth year? Like, I just, like, what else is there?
You stand at the top of a stairwell. You need to come before we hit the bottom.
Right. Right. Like, it's just, take it easy out there, you guys. I guess it's, we did it. Yay, mission accomplished.
Yeah,
next
now
time,
what?
Right. Now off a building.
Right. I'm going to chase you with the car. What?
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do like this and all that stuff. But I'm surprised by what people will get up to. I am.
I know. It's good. It's good that we're still surprised by other humans. Like, we're a very unpredictable
species. I don't know. You know what, though?
Species.
I do think that, as you just stated about John, if he wanted that, he would have asked you about it by now, right?
Yeah.
I feel pressure to not ask for something. That's what I'm saying. I feel pressure. Like, I wouldn't have asked that lady, like, the middle of boning her, can I shove my finger in your butthole? And back to the point, which was, she said that, took my head clean off. It was the hottest thing I'd ever heard up to that point in my life. And later she said to me, when I went to do it again to her, she's like, no, I just did that in that time to make you, you know, into me. And I was all, oh.
Well, it worked.
Well, it did work.
Yeah.
But I thought she liked that.
Hard to take things off the menu, you know. And there,
then the next time
she
was like, I'm going to come. And I went, freak. She was, what did you do that for?
I wasn't ready.
I thought you wanted that. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Would you ask now if there was some specific thing that you, I mean, you're in a 10-year relationship. Like, I have no, if there was something I wanted, I would just ask for it.
I would now, yes, absolutely. But what I'm saying is, through those years, like, what I'm tripped out by is when a 25-year-old seems to have a lot under their belt. That's what I'm surprised by. At 50, yes. There's nowhere to go from here other than start losing my boner entirely, right?
I guess.
I mean, that's what's headed for.
So do we blame this sort of the experience of the average 25-year-old on porno on the internet?
I don't know. Or maybe these, you know, concerns I have about how I treat women aren't universal. I don't know. I don't know.
Hmm.
Like I said, I mean, there's no, I wouldn't want it. But even if it was just a matter of seeing what a lady will let me do, I wouldn't think, like, let me shove my toe in your pussy.
Hmm.
I just wouldn't think of that.
That was consensual.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
And I wasn't actually talking about yours, but, you know.
It's the only toe in the pussy experience I have, though, so I immediately thought of that.
But that's one of those.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, it's just one of those that I just wouldn't have asked. And I don't know if it is, if a guy's just trying to get over, how far can I push this?
How far can I push this?
Or.
And that is a boy thing. What can I, even when you're just in the making out stage at 14 or 15, they're just like, you know, they try for the boob, you say no, they go back to what they were doing, and then they think you're not going to notice that their hand's creeping up your ribs. Like, it's,
no, that's not it. It's, I'll tell you. I've
maybe
told
she's
you this
hot
before.
Enough now.
Yeah, I've told you this before. I didn't understand what the next level or the next thing, what brought that about? What was going to make. So the first time I like tried to, I don't want to say names because I do that too much. But the first time I reached for boob and my hand was moved away, I thought, I haven't kissed her long enough.
Mm.
I'll mm-hmm. kiss longer, and then I'll
and
try
go
again.
Back in. Right.
And I wasn't trying to force myself or be rapey. I just didn't understand what gets you to the next thing.
Right.
I don't know.
Like, what's the next? You know what kills me, though, is, like, you know, that's where it starts, the sort of the innocent, heavy petting of youth.
Right.
And then, but now kids, long before they've even ever kissed anyone, they've seen all kinds of crazy shit. Like, they think that sex is crazy shit.
Right.
Like, it's scary even. And I just wonder, down the line in the future, like, things don't ever go back the other way. Things always just get crazier. There's always some new wrinkle.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. All right, let me ask you this. Here's a question for you too, Bryn.
Mm-hmm.
When and where was the first porn that you saw? Not magazine, movie.
Oh.
Movie. I was at, in, I want to say, 7th or 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, because middle school for me was 7th and 8th. I have trouble, you know, sort of deciding which year is which. We went to someone's house after school where we were going to party, which really only involved cigarettes at the time.
The 7th grade is what, 12?
Clothes. And this kid's parents had a porno movie that someone put in the VCR, and there it was on the screen, and I still remember being like, oh my God! Like, they're doing it! They're actually doing it! And it was, to this day, I remember that moment being like, oh my God, I've never seen anything like this.
I am thinking about porno, you know, Spice Channel? Does that count?
If you had the Spice Channel, yes.
Honest to God, Vinny, I can't think of the first time I saw a moving picture.
Bryn, was it on the internet?
I was really young. It was on a VHS tape. When I was, must have been like 6.
Oh, Jesus, that's way too
6?
Young. That'll scar you, dude.
It did kind of scar me.
Where were you?
I was at home, and my brother somehow had that. I don't know where he got it from. He was 11. If I was 6, he's 5 years old. So maybe I could have been 5. I feel like I was 4. But I'm thinking like those days I can't really.
Well, and look, I mean, something like that'll scar your shit.
I was like, what the hell is that? I had no idea. But it's like burned in my brain. I remember that. It was disgusting in my eyes. I was like, it was fucking hairy dicks and pussies that just doing all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, I'm a fucking first grader. You know what I mean?
Oh, this is actually horrifying. Your brother's horrible.
Yeah, he was a terrible person.
Fucking Dom.
When we were young.
What the fuck, dude?
Now he's a great guy.
Now.
Yeah, he's good now.
Now.
It's been a long time. Right. You know, people can grow and change.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's actually not funny. Please keep porn away from 6-year-olds.
He was
awful
a kid.
Older brothers.
Kid. Yeah, he was a kid too. I mean, 11.
Yeah,
he wanted
I'm
to
sure
show you because he was so disturbed.
A lot
like,
of
what
brothers and
of
sisters shared that stuff with their youngers. I didn't share that stuff with my younger brother at all. Like I had, like me and Jason Sisko would talk about, oh my God, I found my dad's Playboys, or we'd be out digging in the trash or running around in the fields and you'd find a stash of dirty magazines. But I never dealt with that with my brother at all.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he showed me or if I just saw him looking at it. I don't remember that. I just remember seeing it.
He fucking showed you.
Yeah,
I'll bet
probably.
That guy was a shit. Dong, I am very disappointed in you.
Oh, he's good.
I should write you a really long apology letter. That's a fucking, that'll scar you.
Well.
You know, it's awful.
Man. There are worse things.
I'm really glad I didn't see porn when I was little, because as it was, I was so troubled by the whole, you know, when you start to find that stuff out as you're, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you start to hear about what happens. And I was like, well, first of all, childbirth sounds awful. I'm adopting. And also that'll also get that whole I have to have sex with people thing off the plate. And who would ever do that for fun?
The weird thing about the porn I saw is that later in life, and I don't know how the whole story unfolded, but it turns out I saw the porn again and was like, that's the lady! All these years that I've thought about
it. You're shitting me.
No.
You recognized it when you saw it again.
Her name is Kay Parker. Mm. She's a big, giant, boobed porn star from the 70s. The movie's called Taboo. Which I didn't know.
Is it a mother-son thing?
It's a mother-son thing. So at the time, we're watching it. I'm not even paying attention to what the movie's theme is. But it turns out this movie was about this lady doing her son after her husband leaves her. And so I watch it again and I'm like, God.
I didn't know there was a plot, and I hate this one.
This whole thing's about a guy doing his mom.
A stepmom, at least?
No, real
just
mom.
His actual
this
mom.
Is his real
his
mom.
Stepmom.
I mean, isn't it marginally better if it's a stepmom?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
stepmom porn is
up.
Now the hot thing. If you look online, that's what everybody's into. But in this case, I will still look at her. She is someone who, I told you, I watch old porn. I just thematically, I don't understand what was going on there.
I hate to say this, but we're already over 30 minutes.
Oh, let's go.
We have the turnaround. I'm sorry we didn't get to your bad advices. I did have a couple ready to go. But please, at all times, be thinking of how you can help this show by sending us your problems. Mm-hmm. Send them to Bryn@RadioAlice.com.
How do you spell Bryn?
B-R-Y-N.
Oh, no. It's not two N's?
No. No.
It's not I-A-N?
No, it's only four letters total, and the only vowel is a Y. It's
is it Y-A-N?
No, B-R-Y-N. Y-N.
Okay. So Bryce, I got it.
No.
C-E.
No.
Yeah,
got it. No. For Bryn@RadioAlice.com.
B-R-Y-N. At Radio Alice. Oh, the end.